Sometimes what a person speaks is not really how they feel. Words may express one storyline, but look closer at the person for a deeper truth that may be buried. Before you take people at their word, listen with your eyes. As master multitaskers, it's easy for anyone to miss the visual cues. Someone may respond confidently but be fidgeting, meaning that they may be really nervous about the assignment, or the classic one that I used to say constantly when someone asked me how I was doing, I'd reply, "I'm fine," when I really was not okay at all. The pitch challenge today, you've probably heard speakers talk about reading a room, which means when they are speaking at a presentation, they are looking for visual cues from the audience of boredom or engagement. However, you don't have to be on stage to read the room. With every personal encounter, try listening with both your ears and your eyes. Are words matching up to expressions? If not, verbalize what you see. For example, you can say, "You look tired. Do you want to just call it a day?" Or, "You look anxious. Is there something I can do to help calm things down?" Sometimes just acknowledging that you see the emotion can bring great relief to the other person who may be faking it with their words because they feel pressured or under the gun to get something done. Listening with your eyes tells a person you are fully focused on not just their words, but their full body language.